Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. World Cup soccer opening festivities today in Brazil. First game in the afternoon, Brazil against Croatia. Brazilian side led by their superstar Neymar. Croatia paced by their global star Luka Modric. Team USA does not play till Monday. They open against Ghana. World Cup is loaded with great stars this year. Lionel Messi of Argentina, Diego Costa of Spain, Luis Suarez of Uruguay, Wayne Rooney of England, Robin van Persie of the Netherlands, and Chicharito from Mexico. But injuries have also hit each of these sides. Team USA is scheduled to scrimmage late Thursday afternoon against Belgium. Then the Americans have to make a 1,450-mile trip up the Amazon into the intense heat for Monday's opening game with Ghana. And by the way, Landon Donovan, cut from the U.S. squad by coach Jurgen Klinsmann, has been hired by ESPN to be a studio analyst. If not soccer, then there's golf today. First round underway, hot and humid at Pinehurst. Phil Mickelson without a top 10 finish, gambling. In a surprise story, Mickelson 2 days ago elected to change his grip on his putter. He has not done well this season. Rory McIlroy, hot young rookie Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, all early tee times on a Thursday. NHL hockey, the New York Rangers stayed alive in the Stanley Cup Finals. They beat the LA Kings 2-1 last night. Henrik Lundqvist, 40 saves. Martin St. Louis scored a critical goal late in the second period. Kings still lead that series 3-1. They play Friday night in Game 5 in Los Angeles. And NHL general managers, in a bit of a surprise vote, have decided to adopt coaches' replay challenges for a year from now, but they've yet to describe how the replay is going to be used. Major League Baseball, Padres lost to the Philadelphia Phillies again last night. Reed Brignac with a 3-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning off slumping reliever Nick Vincent. Wasted a great pitching duel by Tyson Ross against Cole Hamels. Ross, 7 shutout innings, struck out 7. Hamels threw 8 shutout innings. He struck out 12. It's the 11th time this season the Padres have been shut out. They've lost 14 of their last 21. Don't know what this really means, but sitting behind home plate watching that Padre game, owner Ron Fowler, president Mike D, traveling to take a close evaluation of what's wrong with this team. It's only a half game out of last place. Detroit Free Press is reporting the Tigers may have interest in Padres closer Houston Street. Orange County Register reporting Angels and Yankees both interested in Padre pitcher Ian Kennedy. Yes, San Diego could deal them for a host of young players, but would probably signal the end of the season and probably signal a 100-loss campaign this year and maybe even next year. Meanwhile, the Dodgers got beat by the Cincinnati Reds last night. Johnny Cueto, brilliant. He struck out 12 of the 18 batters he faced in the 6th inning. Joey Votto with a 2-run double. Dodgers, by the way, lose star shortstop Hanley Ramirez again, down with a shoulder injury. Angels got beat by the Athletics last night. Oakland is 39-26 on the season. Big games in Major League Baseball. Rockies finally won a game. They beat Atlanta. Corey Dickerson had 3 RBIs. Rocks had lost 11 of 12 before last night's game. Tampa Bay finally won a game. They knocked out St. Louis. Rays went 31 innings without scoring a run before they exploded for 4 in the 4th. Giants got beat again by the Washington Nationals. Nationals have won 8 of their last 9, including 3 in a row against San Francisco. Newly signed Kendrick Morales, 3 more base hits. Minnesota beat Toronto last night. Baltimore dumped Boston. Chris Davis, who had 50-plus home runs last season, hasn't hit that many this year. He poked a 2-run blast. White Sox over the Tigers. Cuban rookie Jose Abreu, 19th homer of the year. And Masahiro Tanaka goes to 10-1 on the season. Yankees beat the Seattle Mariners. A couple of player moves in Major League Baseball. Red Sox have signed Andres Torres, former starting center fielder for the San Francisco Giants. And pitcher poor Colorado has signed free agent Brett Tomko, ex-Padre. He had been in Kansas City's farm system. Terrible setback for the Dodgers. Chad Billingsley, once one of the aces of the pitching staff, shut down for a 3rd time this year. He was throwing 93 miles an hour in a rehab game over the weekend, came back to throw between starts yesterday, and pain resurfaced in his elbow. He is going to be shut down indefinitely. Boston Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington walked into the dugout last night and addressed the media. "We don't need a roster overhaul." Red Sox, though, have lost 6 of their last 8. Angry Sandy Alderson, the Mets general manager, went into their dugout and lectured the beat writers, saying, "You always want something to write? Well, write this. Terry Collins, my manager's job is not in jeopardy." Meanwhile, at the other end of the dugout, Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon, his team having lost 14 of 16, goes public. We deserve to be called the worst team in Major League Baseball. Today, a great day at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Baseball celebrating the 75th anniversary of the opening of the Hall in 1939. And in college baseball, San Diego State University is given a one-year contract extension, to a degree a gift, for the seriously ill Tony Gwynn. They've given a three-year contract extension to Mark Martinez, the pitching coach and interim head coach. Martinez will become the head coach when Gwynn decides to step down. National Football League has sent security officials to all 32 teams in the next 2 weeks to hold seminars with the players about bullying and rookie hazing. Jonathan Martin, the offensive tackle, the Miami Dolphins, who walked out on the team last year in the middle of the season because of hazing incidents, went through his first workout with the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. He had been obtained by Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh was Martin's head coach at Stanford University. Seattle Seahawks win, but when you win, you got to pay your players, and now they got a problem with their star running back, Marshawn Lynch. He wants his contract upgraded. He's facing a $70,000 fine for boycotting their minicamp workouts. He's still got 2 years left on a four-year deal he signed just a couple of seasons ago. San Antonio, Miami, Game 4 of the Wild NBA Finals. The Heat are going to try to pick up the pieces after getting blown out of their own building just the other night when they allowed San Antonio to shoot 71% from the floor and score 71 points in the first half. And finally, a Los Angeles judge has set a hearing for early July as to whether or not there's validity to the Donald Sterling signed documents that allowed his wife to sell the NBA team out of their trust. Sterling has changed his mind three times in the last 2 weeks as to whether he would allow that sale to go through. He's changed his mind twice as to whether he's going to sue the NBA commissioner for $1 billion. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.